Morning. As we do, we take up prayer requests this time. Any prayer requests? Amen. Yeah, remember Landon, he's under the weather. Remember the lost in our family. To remember Josh today, so he's bringing his first today. Yes, first message. It's out of time for him. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anyone else? Don't leave nobody out. Any unspoken prayer requests just between you and the Lord? If you will, stand your feet and ask.
It's so good, I almost can't believe it. Far beyond what hearts could ever dream. The God who set the galaxies in motion would descend to give his life for me. For what can man but lead a king to pay so great a cost? All my life, my heart was singing.
The scripture the Lord gave me today is Philippians chapter 4, 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And as we hear, we've heard in here this morning, there's a lot of people hurting in here. There's a lot of people needing a touch from the mighty Lord. The only way we're going to do that is we lean upon them. Not our own understanding. If it's their understanding, everything would be fine. And if you serve the Lord any at all, you know it ain't an easy walk. But His strength is sufficient. His grace will take you to the where you need to go, to His throne room. He said, we are made to be sitting in heavenly places. If I go to Paige with all my problems, I'm not going to fix my problems. But if I go to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who can answer, the one who sees my problems, He will take me to the promised land. Problems will arise. Death is a part of life. We have a plan that we think is going to fit. But it ain't our plan, it's His plan. He knows what's best for us. He sees the road, but we don't. As Paul was on the road to Damascus, he was going to kill more Christians. He wasn't thinking about nothing. It was on that road that his eyes were opened and the promised land he seen. Yes, praise God for His glory. Our problems will arise. I promise you, if you've followed the Lord any at all, it's going to be some tough times. The blood is going to be spilt. The love is going to be hurting. There will be people come against you. That's just the way it is. There's jealousy. The enemy just had a short time to do what he needs to do. And it's when we stand up on the rock, the Lord's rock, not our rock, but His rock, His will, not our will, His. Paul's writing, he's in his chains in his Philippians. He's in chains and he's telling them. He's still spreading the gospel, Teddy. He's still giving them the good news. He's still telling them how to live, even in his chains. Can you really say today in your chains that you are still spreading the gospel? Are you still shining your light? Are you still showing them the way to God? As he's sitting there in his chains, and you know it's got to be tough, somebody in shackles. And now that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Problems is going to rise, but I cannot go to page with my problems. I've got to go to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, and tell him my problems. Put my petition on the altar and say, here, Lord, not my will, but your will. Whatever's going to happen, Lord, is going to happen. Even when a family member comes against you, death comes against you, it's his strength that comes for us. All we do is abide in it. Let him work, and let's just abide in his being. You're saying, how do you do that? You pray. You read. You get in your prayer closet, and you go to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he will bring the petition before you. We have people in here today that's been praying, that's been pleading for their calling. This is where it's going. God has called you to a job. The enemy has came and he's put shackles upon you. Lord, I can't feel you. Lord, where are you? I keep going to my dad, my mom, telling their my problems. I keep going to Paige at prayer meeting. Paige, this is happening, that's happening. He says, take it to your prayer closet. He says, the chains will fall, as Paul spoke of. Learn to be content in him. Learn to go to him when you need him. If I keep calling on my prayer warriors, that ain't going to help me and God none. The chains will fall, I promise you, if you go to him. And you know, if I'm doing good in the Lord, if I'm doing everything I can, and everything's falling in place, I grant you and I promise you, the enemy's sitting right there looking at you. He's right behind you. You ain't getting away with it. He's just got but a short time. He's the accuser of the brethren. Revelations 12, verse 10 through 12. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. He knows his time is numbered. He knows it's getting ready to happen, Pat. He knows he's waiting on that archangel just to give out the trumpet, just like we are, if you are a Christian. If you have the blood covered on you today, if you are under his blood, if you are under his covenant, I promise you it's coming. And he knows that when he can get in between us and start conflicting everything, we're getting our mind off of him, off of Christ. He knows he has us. We don't dwell on the past. We're supposed to look towards the future, look towards everything that Christ has before us. Going along with that, church hurt. Ball field hurt. I can sit and talk about somebody behind their back all day long. You know, I can come in here and I can feel good, warm inside, but are you really covered under the blood? You can come back to church when somebody makes you mad at the ball field. It's all fine and dandy. You'll come back in this church and you'll sit down and you'll pray and worship the Lord. Let somebody church hurt you and let's see how far it goes. You won't come back. It's because the enemy got in her. It's you or other brethren. Can you really understand what he just done to you or what she done to you? It's about that. Let it go. I promise you the Lord has you. His strength, not their strength, his strength. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth a conscience of his friend. It's good to be in the presence of your prayer brothers and sisters. It really is. To sharpen your iron. But are you really sharpening your iron on letting the Holy Ghost sharpen you? It's through him. He said, if I go away, I'm going to send the comforter. That's where it is. Talk to him. Our petition is in heaven. We are made to sit in heavenly places. You know, this here is where we're supposed to go, as Teddy says. But once you get up from here and you pick it up and take it back out, that didn't do you a bit of good. Leave it on the altar. Let the Lord have it, and it will all be fine. You won't even think about it. The enemy's going to try to bring it back up in your remembrance. I rebuke you, Satan, behind me. Paul and Samson were in chains for what they had in the Lord, their callings. How many feel like they're in chains sometimes in their calling? I can't work. I can't allow the Lord to work in me because something's wrong. I have, yes. Yes. Because he knows that you have something. He was kicked out of heaven for being the praise and worship leader. And when we do our job in the Lord, I promise you he's going to be on your heels. He's going to be in your face. Ain't a thing he can do about it. When that happens, we need to praise and worship. Get down to it. Because the chains will fall. Samson's called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me. I pray thee only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged by the Philistines for my two eyes. Before Samson's calling, they seen something special in him. They seen something different in him. When we leave out of this church, have they seen something different in you? Are they seen your walk with Christ? Are they seen your light, really? They seen something in Samson. They knew he had something different about him. Oh God, that I may be at once avenged by the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood and on which it was borne up, one with his right hand and the other with his left, and Samson pulled it and killed the Philistines and himself. Strength that I'm talking about that we have to get in the Lord. Samson had it. Samson believed in him. Yes, yeah, Samson had his faults just like we do. Ain't nobody perfect or we wouldn't be here. Yes. But he called and he had that 911 relationship that when he called the Father, he knew something was happening. He killed 1,000 with the jawbone of a donkey. That's something, Ted. It really is. It's a man of God. And from when we was a babe, he had that strength placed in us. We just had to abide in it and find it. How many knows Paul's walk with the Lord? He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, didn't he? He had something special after the road to Damascus. He knew that something was changed in him. His eyes were open. Like us, when we get saved, our eyes are open. Pull it off. And he realized who he was in Christ. He realized that there was nothing, hell or nothing coming against him. He knew he had the Father. And we read in Matthew 2 Acts that all the disciples were killed, were martyred for the gospel, for Christ. So if it come against his 12 best friends, What's it going to be about you? Are you his best friend? Are you just staying in the back where you can't be in his presence? It's time to move to the front and come up. Paul and Silas was in the inner prison. They was in there for the gospel. They was in there for spreading the Jesus Christ gospel. Because he told them, he said, you go out and preach the gospel. They did. They didn't like it. How many people come up on somebody that don't want to hear the gospel around you? Don't want to hear it. Shrug you off. Well, that's kind of what was happening here. But God's will had to go forward, as your calling does. Your calling has to go forward. You have to stand strong in your calling just to go forth in it. Well, I can't do it. It's too hard. The Lord said, my strength is sufficient. My grace will be there. Go for it. Who, having received such a charge, trust them into the inner prison and may their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword. He would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoner had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we all are here. You're here today for a purpose, for a reason. We just celebrated the birth of our King and Savior, Lord and Savior. It ain't by coincidence you're here. It ain't by the enemy saying, let's go hear Terry and Josh. Let's go hear the drama team or the worship team. You're here for a purpose. Somebody's going through the valley. And the valley, you know, a lot of people don't like the valley. I don't like the valley. But that's where you grow. As Paul and Silas is in a prison there, they're down there in the valley, right? You know, that's where the water is. That's where the still water is. And that's where you go down there and you lean upon him. Not ourselves. And as they started singing and praising and worshiping and praying to the Father, things happen. There's a shift that happens. And if we can concentrate on that shift to know, hey, I know this shift is going to happen. I know that he's going to take care of me. I know his strength is going to be there with me, Joe. That's where we need to be. Quit concentrating on the chains are going to fall. Praise and worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Walk in his calling that he has for you. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 4, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. It's plain and simple. He gives us scriptures for that, to tell you that you're going to walk through this valley. But just know I'm with you, and every one of them is broke down for you when you make to heaven. Hey, do you see this valley that you went through? I brought you through that. My strength brought you through that. My grace is sufficient so you can get through that. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. He knew you, Paige, before you was in your womb. He knew that he was going to answer that call. You didn't. None of us did we? That baby in your belly is from God. It's through God, it's through his strength that he seems sufficient that the grace would fall upon you. Each and every one of us that's prayed for something, if it's in God's will, it's going to happen. He's got a plan, a purpose for you, and just abide in it. I'm going to tell this on myself. I told my wife, I was praying and I was seeking and I was asking the Lord, Lord, I know it's ain't all you have for me, for them. And it's in small, still moments that when I laid back down in bed, he said, and I was quiet after I got done running my yaya, he said, you're forgetting about the greatest change ever made. I got to thinking, and I told my wife, I said, because I spoke as soon as he told me that. He said the chains that the Pharisees and Sadducees put him in, as us Christians, it was expedient for him to be put in them chains. It led up to Pilate and all of them. So, we all know that he did go through with it. He said every time he'd go pray, he knew what was about to happen. And he would go and he'd come back and he'd tell his disciples, pray with me. Stay up and pray with me. Because he knew the hour was come. And somebody's hour, midnight hour, is coming right now. That we need to get to the back to an altar, back to the praise and worship. I am done. Hey, play me some music. If everybody can stand and bow their heads. It's Paul and Silas, Samson, in their chains. We have people in here today that's in their chains that need them chains loosened by God. But we can't keep going to man about it. We've got to come to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Today, I pray, Lord, that you just move upon them today, Lord God. Their heart, Father God, that they see, Lord God. They ain't been feeling you like they have been, Lord God. That there's a shift happening about them, Lord God, that you will be there with them. They're scared, Lord God. Angriness. Your blood will go forth. Your grace is sufficient. And just know this, that when we step out of these walls, we take Jesus with us and his grace. How we act on the outside is how Jesus is. We don't steer away from it. We let our line shout. We are a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. Are you really ready to meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? He said by your praise and worship, as Paul and Silas was in the inner prison, it will help somebody else out. It will break somebody else's chains. But it's going to take one person to say, no, you know what? I need you. I need more of you, God. I need you to move. Not in my timing, but your timing, Father. I ask, if you don't know the Lord, today is the day of salvation.